I am speaking with Virginia Roberts. She's the director of the Rhinelander District Library. Hi, Virginia.
Hi.
COVID-19 has impacted many local businesses and nonprofits, and the library is not excluded from that. It's open, but for curbside pickup only. Virginia, how does that work?
Reserve books online, or any material. I mean, we have puzzles and games and videos, you know, all the usual stuff we've always had, and a few other things. So we also have binge boxes for DVDs and book boxes, kind of book kits for teens. And if you don't want to go online, you can always call us. We will act as a concierge service. We will walk you through the shelves, pick out things you like, and put those on reserve for you to come pick up.
So tell me more about these book boxes. They're subscription boxes?
For the YA, for the teens, they are subscription boxes. And actually, we have whatever the teen is looking for, and then some snacks and maybe a craft. I'm not quite sure what all our YA librarian is putting in there right now, but it's whatever we have. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, me too. Many of us think of the library as a place to pick up books, but libraries do a lot more than distribute books. What are some of the other programs and services that the Rhinelander District Library offers?
Well, we are coming up on tax season, and while we don't all have tax forms yet, we're starting to distribute them as we get them. And I know that we usually, and in the past, have worked with Senior Center because they put out a tax program for our seniors to have their tax forms done. And right now, I know they're only doing a homestead farm. But that's all the Senior Center is doing this year. They're not making appointments for a full tax form. We also do library cards. And so for renewals, those can be called in. But the new ones, if you don't have a library card yet, we have a form on the web. So you can make an appointment to fill a library card and verify your residency. And then we can get you material.
Okay, well, I'm new to Rhinelander, so I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, please do.
It's cold here in Rhinelander, so if someone is looking to curl up with a good book, what would you recommend?
Oh, good grief. I read such weird stuff. I really do. I lately have been reading a series called Hungry Ghost by Anthony Bourdain. He's the chef, and he recently died about a year ago. But these are horror stories based in his world, cooking. So there's essentially mythology around hungry ghosts and Asian mythos. And he takes some of those classic tales, and he made a graphic novel out of them. That was the last thing I read. That is not something I would recommend if you get nightmares. He and Elrod put together a series of short stories, and there were authors like Jim Butcher and Charlene Harris. You know, just fun, light fantasy kind of stuff. Things that don't take place in this world.
Yeah, that sounds perfect for right now.
But, you know, my other staff members, they're reading mysteries. They're reading nonfiction. Some of them are in my boat. They're not able to read a lot. We have our children's librarians who are reading everything they can get their hands on to prepare for different story times and book clubs. And I'm so jealous.
Well, you know, is there anything else you think we should talk about during this conversation?
Well, if you are online to check out some of our story times and book clubs, be perfectly honest, they're for kids, but you know, it's a nice escape to see Miss Denise get online and have a storyboard. And then, you know, if you are offline and just want to go to a librarian and get some things from the library, we are happy to hear from you.